You're listening to Strong Runner Chick Radio, where our goal is to educate, empower, and connect female distance runners. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a review on iTunes or any platform of your choosing, or share it with someone who might find this episode helpful. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. Hello, hello. This is Megan on for a little mini-sode, as we call them. I may call these trail talks or training talks. I'm thinking trail might be a little too trail focused for those of you that like to road run as well. And ironically, that goes along with that, I'm actually switching gears right now and doing less trail. It was really weird running a trail today that was so technical and hilly as compared to what I've switched gears to the past couple of weeks coming off of my recent 50K. I'm now focused a little bit more on my 5K. So believe it or not, I have been thinking about this for a long time now that I really want to hone in on my 5K, 10K times because they just don't line up, to be frank, with my marathon pace and what I'm hoping to do this spring in Eugene at the 2022 Eugene Marathon, May 1st. So all that being said, if you like to learn about my training, I do continue to train, of course, even though I'm not in college. I know some of you may still be collegiate runners, which is incredible, amazing. Some of you may still run in some sense post-college, post-collegiately, or maybe you discovered running later in life and you're tuning in. So I just want to make sure we're accommodating everyone and just understanding that, you know, what my training isn't any sort of reflection of what you should be doing, but I'm more than happy to share kind of where I'm at just because I have not been, you know, I've not been doing the speed work or frankly what I need to be doing to run my marathon goal time in the spring. So I'm thinking this is a really good chance to switch gears. And I've kind of dabbled in it all. I've done road all the way from 5K to marathons, as well as trails. I focused more so in trail on, I'd probably say like 50K, but anything from 25K, 30K up to 50 milers. And we'll be running my first 100 next year, qualified for Leadville. So that is happening next August. So yeah, this is going to be like a little bit of me sharing my own training, as well as highlighting athletes that have done really well. I know this first episode may just not be like the most polished ever. I'm going to work on, you know, figuring out what is helpful to all of you that are listening. If you're interested in topics like this, we can also bring on experts to talk about, you know, fueling on the run and injury prevention and just making it a little more how-to versus what I've loved to do the past few years that we've had the podcast. Gosh, it's been almost 4 years, 4 years. Yeah. 3.5 is, really, I guess it's been three. No, it's been four. I had to count my years. We started this in 2017, I want to say. So, 2021. Yeah. 4 years feels like a long time, but also like time flies. So anyway, this is kind of going to be me talking. We'll probably bring on Kelsey, especially around mindset. And of course, Elena has a lot of great insight as well as a former collegiate runner. So like I said, I know I started this for college runners, but I also want to accommodate the everyday runner or, you know, again, those of you that are maybe just getting into the sport or just getting into trails or ultras or want to know more about marathon training or strength training or mindset. So making it a little more tangible and actionable and like how to do this thing versus just, not just, but versus, you know, having someone on to talk about their own story and experiences, which is also incredibly valuable, right? But like less person focused and continuing to have those conversations where we bring on so-and-so, like another great individual and talk about them, but making it relatable as well so that you know that when you're listening, like you're going to be listening to a topic that you really want to hear about or hopefully discovering new people as well through that process. And again, that's just kind of my goal with this. So I don't want to downplay that at all. Like we have absolutely loved all the people we've had on the show and interviewing them and again, hearing about their stories. And we want to continue to do that and shed light on people that aren't being covered But I think it's just more so recognizing that there's a lot of that happening, which is incredible. And at the same time, like, there's a lot of us that want to know, we have a question, right? Like Q&A, we want to get answered. And I've recognized that. I've actually joined the Trail Runner magazine's trail. If you're a subscriber to Outside magazine, any of the Outside magazines, and Trail Runner included in that, you can get access to the Trail Runner Coach Concierge service, which is a service where you ask a coach, and I am one of those coaches that may be answering your question, any sort of trail related question that you want more information on. We'll provide links out to helpful resources. We'll answer it in depth. And so that's been really great. It's just been a way to understand, like, what are the most common questions of new runners and of those just getting into trails and ultras and trying to navigate the whole space? So that's been really fun. I've loved doing that. And if you have a question, please feel free to submit it. I can answer it on this podcast or we can chat about it on Trail Runner Mag. So all that being said, what is today's topic? Well, I felt fired up. I just listened to Sally McRae's first second official episode, but first real like dive deep episode, her podcast. I'm pulling it up now. I'm like, where is it? It's called Choose Strong. And it's all about choosing strength over fear in every situation in life. Sally is the person behind the mic, and she has a 3-part body series. So I just listened to part one since that's been published. And it's really just all about uncovering like the comments that she's gotten on her body over the years, the criticisms and beliefs we have around our bodies. And again, I feel like I can't even begin to, like, I can begin to talk about it, but this is so multi-layered, right? And I only can speak from my own experience, but just also speaking from the fact that I know so many people who have gotten comments on their bodies or, you know, just like these outside people or forces or, you know, society as a whole telling us what a runner is supposed to look like. And I just feel like that's such BS, right? Like there's so many different body types out there. If you go to a road marathon, you'll see tons and tons of different people of all kinds running that road marathon. I realize that's coming from me though, of course, like I'm a white woman. I'm, you know, in a maybe whatever, just a different body than anyone else might be. Like we're all in our own bodies and our own spaces. And so it's like, it's hard for me to speak for everyone else. But I hear that time and time again is like, there are so many people out there. There are seniors, you know, 60 plus crossing that finish line. There are like sometimes children, which is semi-terrifying. But there's like young kids at, you know, 5Ks or at even road marathons and halves. So, you know, there's just people of all ages and all kinds and all backgrounds crossing that finish line, whether it's for the first time or it's their 100th, you know, marathon or time crossing the line. And so that just got me really thinking more about how we can let, she had told this story. So Sally, you really need to go listen to her podcast because it's amazing, but told this story about how one of her clients or athletes that she works with had never crossed the finish line of a marathon. She had like signed up for them. She had trained for them. She had shown up at the line and even run like 14 to 16, 18 miles of it and dropped because she didn't believe that, you know, she was capable or that she was, had the body of a runner, and got this comment by a physio, which just made me so mad. Of course, it's like this male physio of hers commenting on the fact that she just doesn't have the body type of a runner leading up to her marathon. And I just, oh my gosh, like my heart goes out to anyone that's had a comment like that. I know that I have. I can distinctly remember in college, even at my, you know, smallest in quotations or like whatever, just in a collegiate runner's body, you know, having the comment of, wow, your legs are super, you know, something about my legs being really giant and muscular and I must be a soccer player. Like how would I be, you know, a runner? Or, oh, if you do, oh yeah, you look like a track runner, right? Not a cross country runner, like a track runner. I'm like, what does that even mean? You know, like why? I'm not going to go on there, but it got me so just fired up about the fact that this occurs more than we like to think it does, right? We can think of probably, or you can think of probably one example, either in your own life or maybe in a friend or family member's life, where whether it's been running related or just another related comment to your body or sport of you look like this type of athlete, you look like this type of person, you don't look like this type of athlete or person, that can hold us back so much. And we're already in our own heads about that, right? I mean, I know I was in college already in my head. And by that time I was like, I don't even care anymore. Like, this guy's commenting on my body. I'm like a senior in college. I've gone through it, and just all the thoughts of, I don't feel like a runner or look like one. And for him to just comment on that on top of everything, it was like, are you kidding me? You know, like, and this was at some fitness conference. I was a personal trainer and still am, but went to some fitness continuing education conference. And I'm just like, if you're telling your clients that, you know, that just, or a physio telling people that he meets with, or him or her, or whoever it is just spreading that message. You know, it's just heartbreaking to hear that they're probably continuing to tell other people that, and hold people back in so many ways that we already get into our own heads about. So that was just my little mini-sode for today. It's not really training related, but it was more so focused on the body types. And I can make these a little more focused on a singular topic. I did also want to see if it would be of interest to you all just to hear about maybe my journey of kind of this training, right? Like, seeing training as different seasons and cycles and phases, and how I'm switching gears. I just came off of a 50K, qualified for 100 next year. Very tempting to, you know, it's like a mountainous, high altitude 100, but it's months and months away. And I still have this marathon coming up in the spring, and I'll just be frank, I want to break 3, but we'll see how that goes. So not to be too numbers oriented there, but that's a big barrier for a lot of marathon runners to break, and it's something I'm working towards. And in order to do so, I really want to hone in on my 5K, 10K. So I would love to hear about your goals as well. If you have any big goals you're training for, big or small, or however you see them, please feel free to reach out to us. And I say us because Kelsey and Elena are still a part of SRC. And so are all of you. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, you want to continue. I just wanted to say, I really hope to have more in-person events, especially a retreat out here in Colorado, but it's continuing to be, you know, the journey with COVID and all of this kind of stuff. So we're trying to play it safe, see when it is okay to have one. But in the meantime, I do have, for anyone that's interested in a trail or ultra race, doing maybe your first one or just kind of getting into it, this is especially for beginners. It's intro to trail / ultra coaching club I've got coming up starting in February. So if you are interested, please feel free to reach out to me at MegInspire on Instagram, or reach out to Strong Run Chicks on Instagram and just inquire that way. I'll send you a link to apply. And I'm only taking up to 10 people. So we're trying to keep the group pretty small. And it is open to men as well, or anyone identifying on any gender spectrum. So you don't have to just be female or she, her to join us. I thought about that originally, but I had a really great guy reach out, and I was like, you know what? Yes, we might be mostly ladies, but we can have all genders included. So just wanted to throw that out there. As long as you're nice, you can be a part of the group if you're nice and inclusive and open to connecting with others, because that's a huge part of the program as well. So it's going to be this 12-week training program leading up to either a 50K or 25, 30K type distance is the idea. And we'll be going throughout that from February leading up to those 12 weeks or so for your race. And there's going to be group coaching calls every other week, with a lot of other perks involved along the way. So feel free to reach out if you're interested. And wanted to say, if you like this kind of episode, if you want to hear more of these and, you know, just more topic driven or even Q&A, please be sure to get in touch, and we would be happy to
hear your thoughts and ideas. So take care, everyone. Be sure, since I mentioned it, go listen to Choose Strong with Sally McRae. And I'm going to try to do more shout outs too. So go listen to that one. Go check out the results of recent, like the JFK 50 miler just happened this weekend. Absolute crushers did really well, including an athlete of mine. Shout out to Natalie. And yeah, just wanted to say shout out to everyone. Everyone deserves a shout out. So shout out to you. Again, we would love to hear more from you. And have a phenomenal rest of your day, evening, wherever you are. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Strong Runner Chicks Radio. Do us a favor and leave a review in iTunes to help spread awareness and foster the SRC community. Additionally, make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Strong Run Chicks.